While so many things can seem out of control in life, changing your intention is something easy and something you always have control over. Learn some simple changes you can make to your intentions that can make a powerful difference in changing your life for the better. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Go out and be the person you were meant to be, and then go D-O, do the things that you were meant to do. It's up to Y-O-U what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you you. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is number 40 on the podcast, where I teach about the two opposite ways of thinking that when combined with love will help you improve your relationships, give you more confidence, and help you overcome your trials so that you can accomplish your dreams. Today, we're talking about the power of your intention, and it's at the heart of these two different ways of thinking, so we're going to dive deep into some of that today. In case you're new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is a spectrum between the two opposite ways people think. I discovered these two opposite ways of thinking during my marriage as I was trying to love my husband who thought in a completely different way than me. I thought that these differences were because of mental illness and something called Asperger's. But after my divorce and studying others, lots of people, I realized that our different ways of thinking weren't just between me and my husband, but something that so many people struggle with because of these opposite ways of thinking. Before I get too far in explaining some of these differences, let me give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I learned about these differences through study and a whole lot of prayers as I was trying to understand the people I loved and cared about. And while I hope that what I share with you can be as life-changing as it's been for me, please check with a licensed therapist, doctor, or credentialed professional before you make any life-altering decisions. With that out of the way, let's get started. First of all, for those that don't know exactly what the Be Do concept is, it's a spectrum between what I call be thinking and do thinking. Everyone is somewhere on the spectrum, focusing more in the be thinking way, which is focusing on who you are and the kind of person you want to be, or the do way of thinking, which is focusing more on what you do and the kind of effect that you're trying to have or the results you want by what you do. Each of these different focuses, which are exactly opposite each other, both powerful, and add the super ingredient of love, which I'll talk about later, that's when you really start having a very powerful way of thinking. So let's talk for a minute about intention and what it is. Your intention is the reason behind everything you do. It's your why, your purpose, your plan, which is connected to your motivation, why you make the choices you make, your decisions, your behavioral changes, all of those kinds of things. With a powerful intention, you complete goals, you can overcome obstacles, and you can get the results and outcomes that wouldn't be possible without the same kinds of intentions. So being able to change your intentions or have an intention is really important if you want to be able to go far and have some success. It's really interesting at the school where I've been working. I get to work with lots of different kinds of students. I work with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders mostly, and it's really easy to discern the kids that are there with the intention to learn, an idea that teachers are there to help them and that they can get the experience and knowledge that they want that can really make them successful, versus the kids that are only there with an intention to survive or make it through the day. For those that recognize the benefit, school is a very positive and good experience for them. It allows them to succeed and to grow. While those that don't have that intention, you know, it's just really hard and they're not always happy to be there. Their intention makes so much of a difference. And the cool thing about intention is that you always get to be in control of your intention. You may not be able to get everything you want, but having a clear set intention is going to uplift and help you reach your goals a lot better than if you didn't have an intention. I remember in my marriage for a long time, I really was kind of like the kids at school that were just surviving the experience. I really couldn't see anything good about my marriage, and I was really putting forth little effort into making it better because I couldn't see anything I was getting out of it. And I often blamed my husband or my circumstances for the results I was getting. I didn't have a clear intention of how to change my situation or how to make anything better. However, my marriage did change when I started to learn about the be-do concept, when I started to see the potential that I had, when I realized that we just had different ways of thinking, and I began to realize that with a different intention, things could get better. Both of us didn't really feel very loved, but I remembered how things were when we first met. And I realized that if I could help my husband to feel that kind of love again and to feel happier, that maybe some of that love might become reciprocated and I could enjoy our marriage more, which I did because I wasn't so focused on myself and because I had a clear intention and I knew what I was trying to do versus just surviving and not having any intention at all. And it's really what sparked learning more about the whole concept and being able to figure out both sides because I really cared. And it was my intention to try to save my marriage. And though I wasn't able to help him see the different sides, being able to learn these different ways of thinking has completely changed my life, changed my intentions, and changed the way I see other people. That's just all had a positive effect. I'm so grateful for it. So that's the first thing, is being able to have an intention for your day or for the job or for whatever it is you have to do. When you can think, you know what, I'm going to go throughout this day with an intention to make a difference, to learn and to grow, or to be able to have something good happen during the day. Whatever it is you're focused on that is your intention, you're more likely to get it than if you have no intention at all and life just kind of happens to you. Sometimes people are a little afraid to set an intention. They're afraid if they decide that they want to go for something, then they're going to feel bad about themselves if they don't accomplish the goal. This is a little bit of an opposite way of thinking thing, but when you set an intention, you are way more likely to get what you want than if you didn't try at all. I love a quote that's written on one of the walls at the school where I work, and it says, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." That was by Wayne Gretzky, and it's so true. When we're afraid to set an intention because we might not get it, it's 100% we're not going to get it. But if we want to change our life, then the biggest and best thing that we can do is to set an intention to make our lives better. We can do it. It just takes that intention. What do you want your life to be like? Let's create a life that you love. And it starts with an intention. Maybe you can start something small. Maybe I'm just going to have a great day today. That's my intention, is to have a great day today. Think about how that might change your life when something bad happens, instead of going, "Yep, it doesn't happen." Instead, you're more intentional. No, this isn't going to upset me. I am going to have a great day. That kind of an intention is a power. It's a power to make the difference in making our lives better, in making good things happen, and in creating a life that we love. It's powerful. And I really wish I could help people understand just how powerful their intention is. We don't need to be afraid of setting intentions, of not being able to meet our goal. We have to set those intentions so that we can make that goal. I just really feel passionate about that because it's just so important. Finally, I just want to talk about one more intention, and this is a specific intention that you can add to your day and to your goals, and that is the intention to love. When I was making that decision about trying to love my husband and trying to save my marriage, that was actually the most powerful intention I could have picked. When you choose to love other people and you're looking outside of yourself something amazing happens. I think a lot of times we get stuck because we're thinking, I need to set boundaries. I need to make sure that I'm loving myself when I'm dealing with this person or that person. And unfortunately, in our efforts to love ourselves, often we are unkind to other people. And just like the mirror episode that I talked about in two weeks ago, that's a good one. You're going to want to listen to that one. It can affect the way we feel and the way they feel about us. And it just comes back to us, that unkindness or whatever it is that we may do that is unkind to them. But if we can make sure that we're loving ourselves, but also the other people around us, if it's our intention to love, then that love is going to come back to us. And it's really important to realize where love comes from in the first place. Love comes from God. When we are trying to love other people, it's like we're an extension of Him. We are His hands. We are being an influence that comes from Him. Sorry, get a little emotional because that is where love comes from. And as we reach out in love to other people, the love we feel doesn't come necessarily from the people we're reaching out with love to, but it comes from God and it fills us. I found that to be true, that even in a difficult marriage, even in situations where I am not being loved the way I wished I was, that He can fill me. God's love fills me. And when we decide that we have that intention to love, when we're going to love no matter what, people can't stop us from loving them, we get something back that fills us, that gives us a power. And the power that comes is from Him. It is so amazing. I love the scripture. It's in the Book of Mormon in Mosiah chapter 2. But it's Mosiah talking about how when we serve others, when we are outward focused in serving and doing what God wants us to do for Him, He immediately blesses us. It's in our love for other people, we actually are loving God. And so because of that relationship that we have with Him, He's going to immediately bless us. He's going to give us power, which comes from that love. And it is amazing. And it's something that I don't know if people really get unless they've had that intention. And so that's the last intention that I would love to encourage you to try. First of all, have an intention. Decide what you're going to do and the intention behind it. Why are you going to get up out of bed today? Is it to just go to work and have a regular day like you always do? Or do you want to have an intention specific that's going to help you through that day? I'm going to make a difference today. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to try to do the things that I felt inspired to do. And that's going to change your day. It's going to make it better. But as you also have an intention to love, do it with love. Just see what happens. See if any of that love comes back to you. It may seem like a lot of energy. It may seem like, oh, I don't know if I have that in me. But just like that mirror effect, it is going to come back to you. It's going to energize you and it keeps you going way more than when you're just trying to love yourself and doing stuff to make sure you're happy. It's a regenerative love. And it's amazing. And I wish everyone would understand that because it helps people stay away from depression. It helps people stay away from those things that make us feel like our life doesn't matter, because we do matter. We make a difference. And as we look outward at the difference that we can make, when that's our intention to bless other people, then we feel good about ourselves. We feel loved. We feel value. All those things that the world is struggling with right now, we have that because of what we're putting out there with our intention to love and to bless and to help other people. I really hope that this podcast is inspiring and helpful to you, because some of these things have made such a big difference to me. They're not easy. It's hard to look outward when you're struggling and when things aren't going the way you want them to. But I promise, as you set an intention just to be a little bit happier or to show a little bit more kindness to other people or even just to have a better day, those intentions are going to come back in a good way. But you've got to stay intentional, stay in that space, and make sure that you're taking those shots so that good things can happen. And just give it a try, see how it goes. And I'd love to hear what happens, maybe what a difference it did make. I really do enjoy these little opportunities to share some of the things I've learned. I hope they're making a difference for you. If you'd like any help in being able to understand some different ways of thinking that can help you along the path, I'd love to share that with you. You can check those out on my website, or you can ask me a question on the Love and Uplift Facebook community page. We're just starting it out, so it's small, but I want it to grow. That's a great place you can ask questions and we can really have some fun. I thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already subscribed, please do. And if you'd like to give it a good rating, I'd sure appreciate it and get it out there more. And thanks so much for being here, and we'll talk with you again next week on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
It's up to you what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you